Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 23rd of July. It is Sunday. We do have a 10-game main slate starting at 12:35 Central Time. First look wise, weather looks great. Low to mid 80s in most ballparks, not a ton of wind around the country. Wind is blowing out in Wrigley, but at just 7-ish miles per hour. So, no must-have weather spots or must avoid. So, we will just dig into the pitching. And in my first look at pitching, even before I started this, there are some spots for some offenses to potentially explode. And we'll try to mention those as we go along. But at the top, we get Aaron Nola, a -135 favorite against Cleveland. Has not been as sharp away from home. Home run issues on the road. I mean, one every five innings or so, which is what a 1.8 per nine. Isn't that huge? And then taking on Cleveland kind of knocks that down, with Cleveland lacking the power upside. Hasn't been overly sharp. He probably will give up some runs, maybe. I mean, Cleveland does base hit you to death, kind of. Wheeler definitely racked up the strikeouts yesterday. Nola's certainly capable of doing that. We see him do it against Tampa Bay, randomly against Detroit, Chicago. But he does have a lot of games, four, five, and six strikeouts as well. So at 11K, certainly going to be in my pool, I would imagine. I just don't necessarily love the fact I have to pay 11K for him against a team that seemingly doesn't strike out as much as others. I think we rely on that a little too much when we have strong strikeout pitchers and, top tier level starting pitchers. I think matchup issues are a bit overblown. They're just really damn good at what they do. So picking up strikeouts isn't that extreme. Jesus Luzardo pitching at home, where he's been phenomenal. K rate is through the roof at home, which is great to see. Coming off a rougher start against St. Louis, which was on the road, but prior to that start, you look 28 DK points in four straight. Plenty of K upside against Colorado. Probably going to be my top spend up option on the slate, to be honest. I'm a big fan of Luzardo. I understand there is some volatility to him, even against Colorado, but I like the upside better than, Nola's matchup with Cleveland on the road. Bailey Ober. Taking on the White Sox as a -145 favorite. Hasn't been quite as strong at home, but overall he's been really good for Minnesota this year. Definitely a tier below the top couple guys. There is K upside. The White Sox do lead baseball in chase rate, which is key. Strikeouts can definitely happen quickly if he's sharp enough to have the appearance of throwing a strike when it's actually not. It's been solid, three earned runs or less in every start since what, May 22nd. So I think he's perfectly fine. I just don't think that he has the upside as the two spend ups or even have guys like Giolito and Wells. Giolito taking on the Twins. Been really great against Minnesota this year. Can't pick up a win against them, but has really dominated. Coming off an atrocious start in New York, his walks are up, Ks are down, which is really annoying to see. The Twins lead baseball in K rate, so like the K upside in this matchup is just through the roof. It's just a matter of what version of Giolito we get. I know he's had some off the field family issues, going through a divorce. Things like that can mess with you. So I don't really plan to go overweight too much. I will be, overweight on our projected ownership, but I'm not going to go extreme. He does have a ton of upside, but right now things just don't look that great with him. But I would definitely say that he has a greater ceiling than Bailey Ober does, thanks to his strikeout ability. Tyler Wells against Tampa Bay. We're starting to be able to use pitchers against Tampa Bay a little more frequently. Tampa Bay is a minus 145 favorite, but Wells coming off a rough performance, but that was against the Dodgers, and it was kind of be to be expected. He's shown some K upside throughout the year. So I'm intrigued enough by that. He was all right against Tampa Bay. Just two earned, two home runs. That's one of the things, though, is home run issues. 22 home runs allowed in just over 106 innings so far this year. He's just not allowing a ton of base hits. So it's just getting into trouble and making a mistake with some walks and the home run ball. I think he's interesting. He's gonna, I think he, if things go well, I think his ceiling is better than Ober, but he still might be right behind Ober in my list. This is a first look, so I haven't had a chance to give a tier ranking or anything yet. But Jordan Montgomery, I don't think I'm gonna go to him. The Cubs have been decent against left-handed pitching. St. Louis is a minus 140 favorite. Montgomery has been throwing the ball so well, though. I think right now I'm going to keep him in my pool, but there's a chance I move him out. I just don't really want to take pitching in Wrigley, even if the wind's only blowing out at 7 miles an hour. It is still blowing out, and I suppose there's always a possibility of it being stronger as the game goes on. So, and he doesn't really have a ton of K upside, so maybe we don't really get a performance where we feel like we have to have it at this price point. Especially with some of the upside of the guys above him. But to make my, my 8-man pool, he may still have to stick around and be a 15% player. So, Mackenzie Gore is a slight underdog. San Francisco is a minus 120 favorite. Gore has not been as strong at home, coming off a really rough start, couple rough starts, and then I'm not really sure about this one and a third. I don't know if there's a long rain delay. I don't remember that game, but yeah, he's had some rough starts recently. Probably going to be off of him, even though I do like left-handed pitching against San Francisco. I just know a couple of San Francisco bats have started to heat up against left-handed pitching. Austin Slater, Wilmer Flores, to name two. So I think Gore's going to end up on the outside looking in for me. Bryce Elder, I want to pick on the Brewers. I do not think their offense is very good. I've said it many, many times. Elder's been stronger on the road, even though his K numbers are way down on the road. The issue is his recent performances have just not been good. K's have really fallen off. Walks are up. He's just allowing hits and runs. I just don't like the recent trends in this spot. I have a feeling he's going to be on the outside looking in, but he's at least in consideration. He is a minus 160 favorite in this game. No thank you on Julio Teheran against Atlanta. Sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. Todd Bradley, like I mentioned, the Rays are favored in this game, minus 145. Taj has plenty of upside. He dominated Baltimore the first time he faced them, which would could have been like his best start as a major leaguer. I'll have to look in a second here, but there's plenty of K upside. He's coming off of a 9K performance against a really tough Texas squad. He wasn't horrendous against a very tough Atlanta squad. He wasn't great either, but he is throwing the ball really well. Looks like actually his second start was his best start, but that start against Baltimore really strong as well. So very interested. Throwing in the mid 90s for pitches. which is key because he, prior to that, he was in the 80s. So letting him throw, he does have some issues where he hits kind of a little bit of a wall, has a hiccup in an inning. But as he gets more seasoned at the major league level, I think that should dissipate some. So there's plenty of upside for me here. I like him, definitely like him more than guys like Bryce Elder, and Gore, and probably even more than Montgomery, right now. Brings us to Luis Severino, and I do not know what to do with Luis Severino at this point. New York is a minus 205 favorite. He's been better at home. Not that he's been great, just been better. Coming off of a great start against the Angels, but strikeouts aren't there, walks are up. That combination is something I look at a ton for pitching. K trends and walk trends generally just means things aren't sharp at all. Location isn't sharp. Things aren't breaking as strongly. Mechanics just might be off. Or there could be an injury yet that he's hiding. He's dealt with plenty of injuries at the major league level. Maybe it's something small that he's just afraid to bring up just because he's so used to being on the injured list at this point. But yeah, I think I have to consider him as a huge favorite at home against this Kansas City lineup, but I feel really gross doing it. He a couple of horrendous starts, but he absolutely dominated a tough Texas lineup. When you see that, like, it makes you want to use him against a team like Kansas City. So I think I'm going to end up using him, but he's probably going to be number 7, 8 in my pool. If things were to change and I need to move somebody off of my pool, it probably would end up being Luis Severino at this point. Not taking a pitcher against the Dodgers. Di Sclafani, I don't understand why they are suddenly rocking a opener for Di Sclafani. He hasn't been good the last couple starts, home run issues, etc. I'm not going to go to him against the Nationals. I think some people will blindly do it, and I think sometimes it works out, but right now I'm just not going to rely on somebody like that. Taillon against the Cardinals. I do have some interest in Taillon. He struggled against St. Louis earlier. He's been atrocious in Wrigley. I most likely won't be using him, but he's at least of interest to me in this game, at this point. No real interest in anybody else down here, to be honest. Luke Weaver against Arizona, no. Peyton Battenfield coming off the IL against Philadelphia, I don't really think I'm going to go there. Not very good at the major league level so far. I mean, he dominated Minnesota at one point, but then Detroit, but then he got lit up by Colorado, Boston, home runs to the White Sox. So I think I'm going to be on the Philly bats quite a bit. Jordan Lyles, not. He's been so bad this year that even if he's taking on the Yankees, like, do I really want to do that? He's coming off of a couple of strong starts in a row. But the issue is that's against Detroit and a powerless Cleveland squad. So I just don't think I can do it. I know there are people that are wanting to pick on the Yankees lineup right now because of how weak, but just not for me. So there's the first look here at some pitching. Some obvious hitting spots with Atlanta, Philadelphia, Arizona, and Texas even against Sheehan. So there you have it. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly, or SUMMER50 for 50% off your first month. And as always, best of luck, everybody.